It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and we're glad that you're here and tuning in. Barbecue Bob is back in the chair. We'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But, hey, it's good to have you back, brother. And what you got going on?
Well, this show is going to be about the time of year it is and being the best patio time, but as we sit here, it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
But I wrote it when it was warm.
Right, yeah,
mid-50s,
right?
I just got back from
right?
Florida, and I'm shivering every day.
Yeah, yep, it
and
is.
And I didn't get any sun because I'm not supposed to be in the sun too much with my potential for skin cancer.
Right.
Being a blue-eyed boy. And I was with my brother Mike, who was in hospice. He did pass away when I was there.
Well, sorry,
but I did.
Our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family.
Yeah, thanks. I did get to, at least he knew I was there. When I got there, I flew right down when my sister-in-law told me of his condition. And he basically has had Parkinson's for about 13, 14 years. And he's about 11 years older than me. So he was about my age when he got it. And I watched this whole 10 plus years of decline in a human, and it's really tough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, ended up in a walker and falling asleep all the time because of the meds and the disease. And a couple weeks ago, they have a home in Florida as well. And he got up to, I think, go to his bedroom or closet or something, and he fell.
Right.
And he hit his head, and he had a brain bleed, and it just all went down from there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they had to take him to hospice, and that's when I jumped on a plane and headed down. And I was there about a week, and his two kids were there and a couple of in-laws, and it was good to have everybody together for that final moment. But I'll tell you, it's tough losing a sibling. That's the second brother I've lost. So now the last brother I have just went up in value.
Don't let him know that, but I get it.
I did. I took him to lunch. Yeah. Cinco de Mayo was his birthday, so so I took him out for lunch, and it's just a thing in life, you know. It's kind of the bell tolls.
Sure. Well, it's going to happen to all of us.
Yeah.
Right. So we had a man law last week. You weren't around, and but what we talked about is spend the time you can with the people that you love, because you never know, right? You just never know. Things happen, accidents happen, life happens, whatever it may be. But
darn life.
Take your time. Take the time, not your time. Take the time to get that done, because it matters.
And it's a strange time with the COVID and the vaccines and all the controversies about the vaccines and the uncertainty of, you know, do you get it, do you not? I personally am not a big vaccine fan, and I don't consider this a vaccine based on the description of a vaccine. I think it's an injection, and it was rushed, and the FDA won't validate it, and they're holding all the drug companies harmless. So it's kind of like you're part of a trial.
Sure,
and I'm
a
not,
big one.
I'm not, yeah. I had COVID at your place.
Right.
And so it's very, very, very survivable. I don't know if the shot will be.
Yeah.
So,
well, I've had one of two.
Sorry about your luck.
No, but I've had one of two. I got the second one next week, actually. So we'll see.
You might think about that.
Well, I've got lots of people. I know lots of people that have had them, but I know lots of people that feel the same as you do. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a very personal decision.
Yeah.
That, and there's no right or wrong. It's whatever works best for you. I, too, have had it. I think I probably gave it to you. And so, you know, it's one of those things where,
well, I appreciate that because that helped my immunity.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, you helped me and you didn't even know.
So there we are. So let's lighten this up a little bit. It is the Grilling Guys, and, we are, going to celebrate a little bit of spring because believe it or not, it'll be here. The only way you know when spring is really here is because the plant places on the radio, ads are every 30 damn seconds.
I followed a Romance Gardens truck in.
Right.
That's a big chain out of Detroit.
Yep.
So they have a place in Grand Rapids now.
Yeah.
So Fruit Basket, look out, because you got a big competitor moving in your market.
Yeah.
it is that time of year. And last year, I couldn't pull the trigger on my covered deck. I came up with a better solution this year.
Good.
Based on budget. I'm going
damn
to.
Damn budget.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's a reality, right? We've really wanted to go with these triangular canvases that go over your deck, kind of like you did.
Fabric sails. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
they call them sails. Yep.
And but I wanted to cover my grill area. So to make it easier and simpler, I'm putting my whole grill area behind my garage, and then I can just put a nice shed roof off of it, much less money than what I was going to do to cover the whole deck. And I can just make a neat little tin roof rusted over it.
So
B-52s
roof. Let me talk to you about that, because you've been gone, you've been out, you don't know what I've done. I have a 20 by 11 covered portion of my deck with a tin roof on it right now.
Oh.
And the tin is much less expensive than wood.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you put the furlings in and stuff?
Yep, the whole deal. And it's up, and I'm building my grill area underneath it right now.
And we still have to run gas pipe.
The gas pipe is for the pool heater. They're still. I'm only putting a propane, the tech. I'm going to put the tech out there, and I'm not going to hardwire it. Because,
well, you might think about that.
Well, the tech's propane, and I got natural gas.
It's easy to convert.
Yeah, but I'm not going to mess with it.
I can do it for you.
I know you can, but you're going to be over to help with the pool heater. But the ship has sailed.
Okay.
It's all designed. But anyway.
Save me a job. That's okay.
Right. But the point is that you got to set up a flow when you do this. And I've got an L shape. But you got to access my bar from both sides, is the way I want it.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Gassy Grilling Guys, right?
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, good thing we don't have our smell-o-vision on, right? That'd be terrible. But anyway, I've been working on the deck.
Are you doing the grills under the roof?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Yep. I'm going to put the big green egg and my tech out there. I didn't want to make room. I had room, but I didn't want to make room for the pellet grill.
Right.
It's just long. It's, you know, it's 4.5 foot long. And
you just pull that out when you're desperate anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah. But so I gas grill and charcoal grill is what I've got out there. And then I've got a nice little 4-seat bar. And then I put a refrigerator out there. So
cool.
That took a lot of my wall space.
So your bar's done.
It's being constructed as we speak.
So that,
I'm doing it at nights and weekends.
So that G-Sport grill of yours, awesome grill. What are you going to put that on?
It's on a 36-inch wide by 8-foot long table that I built, and it's just going to set tabletop.
Okay.
Table's at 32 inches, so I've got nice, comfortable
perfect
grilling. And
you don't want to get tendonitis.
No, I don't, because I'm there a lot. I'm there a lot. You know that. But anyway, and that part's covered. The bar is covered. I'm going to throw a TV out there, and we're going to have some fun with that. Yeah, right beside the pool, it's like similar to your little pool bar that you have at your house. It's on mine's on the side, yours is on the end, but it's the same deal. But it's been a lot of ciphering, Jeffro. I mean, knot is double knot. You want to cut once and measure twice and all that other happy stuff. But I ran electrical. We're running, so there'll be lights
you're
underneath.
You're just like Tim Taylor.
Well, I don't know if I'm any tool man or not, but I can tell you what, though. I'm a soft
you're
ass.
A tool.
I'm a soft ass is what I am. I got scars and cuts and pokes, drilled my hand with a drill. What a dumbass. I'm sorry. That's just what I am. I was holding a piece of something I wanted to drill in my hand and drilled in through it and into my hand.
That's a big no-no.
That's just dumb.
Well,
is all it
in
is,
the next
man.
Segment, I have a big surprise for
all
you.
All right. Well, very good. So speaking of next segments, I'm sure we'll get into some spring grilling. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Bob, I'm kind of feeling the need to feed, man. The spring is here, and that's when I like having people over and just throwing down a barbecue.
Well,
it's been a long winter. Dust it off, and let's go, man.
And there's some events that require food. Next weekend at Alan Bob's, there's going to be food Friday from 4 to 7 and Saturday from noon to 5. So get to Allen Bob Sports and what's the name of the tack shop they belong to?
Millbrook.
Millbrook Tack.
Yep.
So all the horse girls will be there. So you grilling guys ought to go down there because those girls show up in their boots and jeans and
it's not wrong.
It's not wrong.
We'll just leave it at that.
I picked up a nice AR from those people, and Tom Lindsley's hooking me up with some mounts. Well, Merle's actually going to hook me up with some mounts because he gave me one of those cold steel slings years ago.
Right,
and
Lindsley did.
The first version of the mount of the attachment. So it's he was kind of poking fun at me, and I said, "Hey, you made it."
Right. Yeah.
So we have spent a couple of days gutting our enormous. I've got like a 24 by 36 three stall garage.
Yeah, right.
And that big rack
storage
that was
rack
in the middle
in between all, the two
you,
and the
you,
single
you
stall.
You should see it now.
Oh, really?
It's cleared. I gave away and sold so much stuff.
Yeah, right. Well, there's a lot of stuff up there. Hopefully you still got some of your grilling stuff.
I've got all that, but it looks nice now. And do you need a tile saw? Because I'm fixing to sell that,
I'm fixing to
I'll
sell
I'll give
one.
It to you if you want.
Right,
but.
Yeah. I've never done any tiling, not to say I won't.
Keep it that way.
But maybe I should tile the roof of my new bar. Who knows? Yeah.
Not the ceiling, but the
top of the countertop. Right.
When I was in Florida, I hooked up with my old. I posted a picture of me and Dennis Hall having lobster.
Yeah, I saw that
at that place. He just put the tiles, the Florida style tile roof on his house. $36,000.
Right. And 36 tons. That stuff is heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They build them extra strong down there.
Yeah. But, so doing the math to feed a group, this is something that people ask all the time, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but it's worth I guess going through the math again because it's okay to make too much, but you don't want to make too little.
Right. Always that's the sin of barbecue. Now, the barbecue restaurateurs make enough so they sell out every day, I think by design.
Yeah.
Because they want fresh every day for their clients.
And they want to go home.
Right, and they want to go home. But I've got only one graduation party that I'm catering this year. It's for one of my Shartucky boys. His son is graduating from high school. And we're having this discussion right now, so it's very, very relevant. How much food do I bring?
Yeah.
Right?
So, like, if you're doing brisket, it doesn't reduce as much as butts. So let's talk about brisket. I like to count on just south of a half pound finished product per person. That's based on experience. Now, the guys that taught me in Kansas City will tell you a quarter pound, but they're all feeding people who've been eating brisket for years, and they just don't glutton. They're not the gluttons for it that we are. When
Without
we run
question.
Into good brisket, we put the pail in front of us.
Right. Well, and that's the truth, because people don't get it as often as they get pulled pork or they get chicken. So, and you know, I'm not Jones in here, but you make a really, really good brisket. I wish I could do it as well as you do. But when people have an opportunity to eat your brisket, they come back for seconds.
Well, thank you. It's very kind of you.
No, but it's the truth. It's the truth. I don't know. I mean, I do know what you do. I just haven't perfected it like you have yet.
Yeah, that's okay.
But my point is that you're trying to figure, okay, a graduation. This is relevant. I think there's a lot of people right now that are trying to do this.
You can plan on 100 to 200 people.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, so let's say it's 100 people.
Right.
That would be not the size my family brings in, but maybe the average does. So if you're going to do butts and briskets, now the butts reduce 50%, especially if it's bone in, but there's a lot of fat there that reduces down. So let's say you get a 10-pound butt, you got 5 pounds of cooked meat.
Right.
Plan on it. You might get a touch more.
Right.
It might be 55%, but just count on 50 because it's great for nachos at midnight.
Right.
You ever have those?
Oh, all the time, man. Yeah.
So if the average butt's 10 pounds and you've got 100 people showing up, you want to do half butts, half brisket, you're going to have to feed butts to 50 people.
Right.
So if it's 10 pounds, you're getting 5 pounds. I would count on 6 ounces per person. So take your 5 pounds, multiply it times 16, divide it by 6, and that's your weight.
Right.
For brisket, again, because I love brisket so much.
So let me make that math a little easier.
Okay.
Okay, you want 6 ounces. 8 ounces is a half a pound.
Right.
Right? So err on that side if it's easier math for you. You want to feed 50 people, you need 25 pounds of cooked meat. You get 5 pounds per butt. Cook five
so
butts.
So that's 50, cook five 50 pounds of raw pork.
Right.
So
cook
you,
five
you
butts.
Might, you might get by with 4 butts, which is probably going to average 12 pounds technically. So that'll give you 48 pounds. You're going to be there.
Right.
And I don't want a bunch of extra pulled pork left over.
Right. 48 pounds of raw will get you half of that, 20, 25 pounds of cooked.
On the other hand, if you're on your game and you've got all your best friends over, it's okay to have some Ziploc bags and make up some goodie bags if you know you're heavy.
Right.
Just make it up and get rid of it because you don't want that stuff in your fridge either.
Right.
It's okay. Brisket, I'll keep brisket for years.
Right, yeah,
But I don't really want a bunch of pulled pork in my freezer.
And here's the deal right now with where meat prices are. Everybody wants brisket till they have to step up and write the check. Because while it doesn't reduce as much, you're looking at $4.99 a pound versus $1.50 a pound for pork. For whatever reason, pork shoulders are one of the most inexpensive cuts, and we cook them all the time, and they're wonderful. But it's an inexpensive cut. So if you're feeding the masses, the other thing with these graduation parties that I'm going through right now is the fact that they have no idea how many people are coming, right? Okay, it's an open house.
So you might want to go heavy.
We sent out 100 invites, right? But that doesn't mean that this guy's not bringing his girlfriend, and now you got 200 people.
And if you get really good on your game or are already good on your game, they're going like, I'm going over to Billy's because he's going to make barbecue, and he's really good, and I'm not going to eat for 2 days before I go, and I'm going to slaughter that thing.
Right. Yep. Balanced with the other side of that is, this is the third open house I've been to today, and I ate at the other two, and I'm stuffed already when I walk in.
But
you don't know.
But they saw the little miniature ham sandwiches and Gordon Food coleslaw, and they're like, unexciting, a bag of chips and some salsa.
Right.
New York City.
Yes, and they know that I mean, because this particular young man is telling people that his party is going to be catered by the grilling guy.
On the beef side.
Because I did his brothers,
on
right?
On the beef side, I'm good because my buddy from Custom Heating and Plumbing over in Mount Pleasant sent me a text, and my cow is in at Smith & Sons, and there's a $1,900 cow I got to go pay for plus processing.
Wow.
But I got half of it. Two buddies are taking half of it. So I've only got $1,000 worth of beef to put in my fridge.
Wow.
But I don't care what beef prices do.
Right. When we come back, we'll start talking more about some of the other things that you got to plan for when you're doing one of these parties, because we haven't even scratched the surface yet. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys. Hey, we were talking about doing the math for to feed a group. This is a graduation time of year. We've all been cooped up with COVID, and we want to get some people together. Whether you like a vaccine or not, things are loosening up a little bit because of them. And people are going to get together. I just know they are. It's been too long. So we talked about butts pretty extensively. Brisket, you said you're going to lose what percentage was your thought?
Maybe 25 to 40.
Okay.
Depending on how much fat was on it when you bought it.
Right. And if you buy a flat or a pack of brisket, just look at the weight.
Yeah.
It's a low and slow cook. We'll talk about that later. But chicken.
The last brisket I got from Sobeys was 18 pounds.
Right, exactly.
That's a monster.
So you're gonna get 14, 13 pounds of meat out of that.
And you'll end up with 70% of it.
Right, and so if you end up 13 pounds, you just cut double that. You got enough there for 26 people because I'm telling you, people eat brisket.
Yeah.
They eat a lot of brisket. They love it, and especially when it's done right. So that's you know, and you're going to pay $5 a pound. For brisket now, and so, you know, that's a $100 chunk of meat that you just threw out there. $100 will buy enough pork to feed an army, you know, so just decide what you want.
So the other thing we're doing is chicken.
Right.
And you and I love to do the skinless, boneless chicken thighs.
Without question.
Zero reduction there.
Right.
They just don't reduce.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there's 10 to 15%, but I mean, for those, I'm going to count on 5 to 6 ounces per person.
Right.
And,
So 3 per pound. You can feed 3 people per pound in that, right? And that's where
just about
And that's where we're at with that. Those work so well. They're moist. They're flavorful. You can marinate them with anything, and
I use your trick on those. I get that Frank's sweet pepper sauce.
Uh-huh.
That's really good.
Yep.
Yeah,
teriyaki's good too.
You turn me on to that.
I know, but yeah. Those are, and you just put them on a smoker till they get to 165 degrees and they're done.
And
they'll hold great,
too. I take that Frank's and I pour it in my chafing dish, and I just give them a bath in that when I'm done.
Right.
I'll just do some Memphis blend on them or pig's ass or something like that.
Right.
And then I just throw them in a bath of that Frank's sauce. You throw them on a bun with a little mayo and some lettuce and... Oh, man, tear me loose.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm so hungry today. Do I say that every week?
Yeah, right.
So I wanted to talk about the things that go with it, which I learned something really cool. Now, I just gave you your white sauce from
Big Bob's.
Gibson's.
Yeah.
I was down there a few weeks ago. And one thing they taught me when I was there the first time, I said, your coleslaw, do you have horseradish in it or what's that? What's that little bit of heat I'm getting at the end? And he told me, he said, that's really cool. That is the core of the cabbage. So you take and you can core that cabbage up.
Right, and that's that hard, woody piece.
And I used to core it and throw it out.
Right,
now
everybody does.
Now I core it and I put it in a bowl and I put it through a food processor and turn it into a slush. And that is your bite right there. And then I just add like some mayo vinegar, whatever I'm going to put in it, sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their favorite. I personally
buy a jar of pre-made. It's
Yeah, it's
sure.
Usually kind of heavy on the sugar.
Right.
But I love Colonel Saunders coleslaw. That's like a perfect sauce for me.
Right. It's so you got a little carrot in it, maybe a little red cabbage with the white.
Yep.
And there you go. I'll put a little celery seed in that. And, always. And because it gives it a little texture, but it also, there's flavor there. Yep. Absolutely. And then I might hit it with a little salt. Not a lot, but just a little. I like it a little bit savory to cut the sweetness in the dressing sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's it. And, and you know, I've been told you can't have coleslaw without celery seed.
Well, so. And then if you take your sugar and you, if you have an immersion blender, if you put your vinegar in a bowl and put your sugar in there and put that blender in there, it'll dissolve that before it hits the mayo.
Right.
And that's a big deal because you don't want grains of sugar in your sauce.
Yeah, no crunchies.
Yeah. So coleslaw is an easy one, but that core was the point I wanted to make in that. That gives you that heat that some of those southern slaws are really good at.
That's a cool tip because that's a throwaway in 90% of kitchens.
Right. You just cut the brown end off it and put that baby in a food processor or an immersion. The other thing is beans.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally feel like you have to have baked beans with barbecue.
I'll revert back to the graduation that I'm doing. That was his number one request. He goes, I really don't care. What kind of meat you do, that's up to you, but you got to bring your beans.
So Rob and I used to do beans at every class, and we'd smoke them. Well, I took that to a different level, and my wife's girlfriend fell in love with them, Terry Maz over in Plymouth. And she said, these are bitchin' beans, Bob.
Yep.
So Maureen hence named them bitchin' beans. And
sure.
So they're always bitchin' beans now. But it's really simple. It's not complicated. I get, you know, usually a big can or two of baked beans. I drain off the sauce that comes with them. I like to throw some of the black beans, El Negros, mm-hmm. in there.
Yep.
Or maybe some pintos or a little bit of a variety just because it looks good and it tastes a little bit better. And then I'll get a jar of this from Sobey Meats. It's original Juan. It's American Stockyard barbecue sauce, that brand I used to sell, and Tim sells a lot of it. They make this starter kit.
Yep.
It's a bottle of bean starter, and it's got bacon. It's smoky, so if you don't have a smoker, it gives it a little bit of a smoke tang, but I think it's got molasses and who knows what in it, but it's pure goodness. If you add one of those bottles to a large can of regular old beans and just heat it up in the oven, they'll be great.
Yep.
But I'll throw that in, and here's the key. Brown sugar. Sure. Lots of brown sugar, and then I'm going to dice up a couple of sweet onions and throw it in there. And that is just a phenomenal, it's a potpourri. And you throw that on the smoker for about 3 hours.
Let it thicken.
Yep, and stir it every hour with some heavy smoke. And I'm telling you, brother, make you beg for buttermilk.
Right. So let's do baked beans 2.0 a la Jop, okay? Bush's baked beans, right? Sauce and all, I make a chafing tray. Okay, this is a chafing tray recipe.
Yep.
Okay, two cans.
The disposable gallon, because you're going to throw it in the smoker and it's going to be shot.
And double it. Always double it because it gets so heavy it'll whop. You know, it'll twist on you and you'll dump them.
No, I go whop. No slurs here.
That's what it's done though. It whops around, man. It just goes back and forth. But anyway, where I'm going is two cans of Bush's baked beans and gallon cans and a half a gallon of the Negro beans. Okay, and I drain the Negros. I don't the Bush baked beans. I leave that sauce right in there. Then I'll put in 2 cups of Worcestershire sauce. I'll put in 1 cup of spicy barbecue sauce, 1/2 pound of brown sugar, and then I cheat. This is my cheat. I buy fajita vegetable mix frozen, which are long strips of red and green pepper and sweet onion. Okay, and I'll put 3 bags of that fajita mix in there. That's in the pan. Stir it up because you want the sugar to dissolve. Okay, and excuse me, almost forgot the quintessential. I do a pound package of thick sliced bacon, cook it off, chop it up into chunks, and mix that in there well. I'm with you then. Into the smoker it goes. About 3 hours, you'll get a skin on top. About a halfway through, get in there and stir that in. Let that skin come back again. Those buggers are done.
Well, I forgot that I also put in trimmings from butts and briskets.
Oh, yeah.
And especially burn ends because they're a little bit hard sometimes.
Right.
So I'll chop up those in there, though. Yeah, I'll chop those up, and that just adds to the smoke profile.
Well,
so.
and everybody likes a little bit of meat in their baked beans.
I'm
and
if so the
vegans,
hungry.
The vegans that you're feeding, well, they can pick around it.
I've noticed that they don't mind.
Right, yeah. What is that in there? That's kind of good. What was that?
Tofu.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Lord knows I know about that. But anyway, you might need some vegetables with your little party, so we're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys. Hey, we've been talking about best time on your patio and maybe feeding a group of people. This happens this time of year. If you just want to shake off the COVID or you got a graduation party that's coming up, we get lots of inquiries about how to cook for a group. Guys that don't think their equipment's big enough or they don't really know how to quantify what it is, and we've been touching on that. We covered butts, brisket, chicken. We talked a little bit about beans and some slaw.
Yeah.
There's some other things.
Yeah, and it's that time of year when asparagus in Michigan, I mean, especially if you go up to northern Lake Michigan, like around Hesperia, from Hesperia over to New Era, all the way up to Pentwater.
Right.
There's a ton of asparagus up there, and we have like some of the best in the world. And it's not grown in another hemisphere. It's grown right here in Michigan.
Right.
So we eat a ton of it, and it is so good for you because there's a chemical in that that actually cleanses your kidneys and
right.
your liver. So that's why things smell after you eat it. But
you know,
it's so good for you.
I agree, and that's the one thing COVID has taken from me but given me at the same time. I got no smell. So I'm going to eat the hell out of asparagus, man.
I'm starting to get mine.
I'm
going to
eat the hell out of asparagus.
Well, the good thing is it's detoxifying you.
Right.
And I'm turning into a little bit of a naturalist, and I'm believing more and more in all the organic stuff because I'm researching the things that our food producers in this country put in food and the way they kill pests and stuff like that. And I don't think that our government has had our best interests in mind. I think they've had the large corporations and the corporate farms in mind. And so I like buying local stuff.
Sure.
And but before we get into asparagus, I want to talk a little bit about things you can do with it. But you had touched on something when we were on the break. You were finishing off your roof over there, and the lumber prices went nuts.
Oh, yeah. They're crazy. I mean, I think a 2x4 treated is $9 now. I'm going to tell you that I was in the lumber business for, 3 years there. I'm not anymore, but when I started, they were like $2.50 a piece, and it's $9 now in 3 years. I mean, that doesn't sound like a big deal, $6.50. That's three times.
Yeah, pre-cuts used to be like 94 cents standard lumber.
Yeah, not anymore,
so
man.
So I'm going to do that same tin roof over the back of my garage, and I might be recycling some of that lumber I have stacked up from my old deck because it's just going to be under a tin roof, and it's already treated.
Right. You can do what you want, but that'll save your budget, man.
Well, not only that, but I have a giant rack of hardwood that's been drying from the mill, and I'm bringing another two loads over. I've got a gold mine in oak and hickory and cherry and walnut, and I'm just going to keep ripping that lumber. I've been cutting it up for firewood for decades. I'm not burning that stuff anymore.
Right.
I'm just going to keep stacking it and hoarding it. Because it's air drying.
So speaking of hoarding, let's get back to asparagus, brother.
Asparagus.
Right.
I like to can it, as you know. And I swear this year I'm going to can some beets because I just love pickled beets.
You just can't beat them.
I love pickled beets. But I have made big mistakes on asparagus the last 2 years by winging it.
Yep.
That's not an area you want to wing it. You might think you're
a
good—
As far as pickling goes, you mean?
You might think you're a good chef, but when it comes to certain things, you have to stick with the recipe and the quantities because the science. You're dealing with vinegar and sugar, right? So you've got sugar and an acid, and then you have to add water. So you want your quantities to be just right. So take a good look at maybe what your mom left you if she did those things or what your grandma had on a recipe card. That's going to be good because grandma always had great pickles, right?
Right.
Well, hardly anybody makes pickles anymore. They just buy them
because
it's so easy. But I'll tell you what, if you run into a great pickle recipe, save that brine. Don't put the dill in with it. Add a little bit of sugar and some heat and garlic and cut those asparagus, especially the smaller, skinnier ones. You don't have to cut off so much. But you can also, if you end up with some long 2-3 inch leftovers, you can throw a few of those in each jar and use them because they taste just as good. They're not as pretty, but that stuff can get— asparagus is probably going to be expensive this year.
Yeah, you know, it's tough with labor, I'm sure, and everything is expensive.
Yeah.
And food is expensive.
Yeah.
But the asparagus pickled is good. Quintessential grilling, easy item to grill. If you, you know, go across your grates, not with them because they'll fall through.
Yep.
But as long as you put them in, one of my favorite things to do is just a simple zesty Italian dressing.
Yep.
It's got the oil in it. It's got
dressing.
The seasonings in it. You just run it. You don't have to marinate them, really. Put them in a bag and roll them around with some of it in there
yeah.
to get them coated. And
I
then
let
grill
them sit on the counter a few hours because I want that vinegar to soak in a little bit. But you don't want to grill them too long either. You want them to be kind of a nice little crunch to them but still cooked.
What I would tell you is if you pick it up by the thick end, you want it to droop. You don't want it to fall.
Look like you got a fish on.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, your fishing pole. Just a little bend on the end. You
Not
don't want
limp.
It to limp. Right, exactly. Exactly.
Use your own analogy.
You know, the
for
other
that.
Thing, the other thing that I really like with asparagus is a chicken breast cut in half, butterflied, right? Put 3 or 4 sprigs of asparagus in there,
the
and
small
a piece
ones
of,
in particular,
right? And a piece of provolone cheese, and then flap it back over. Use a little butcher's twine, 2 or 3 pieces, just to hold it together.
Yeah, you
and
told
then you
me
grill
you did that.
That
a couple weeks ago, and I still haven't tried it, but that sounds really good.
It's really good, and you just season it up. I use a dry rub. Whatever rub you like on that. But citrus is good with the asparagus, if you've got that. But just truss it up so it doesn't fall apart because you're going to have to flip it a couple times. It's chicken. And you want to get it done, and you want to get the asparagus hot in the center. So
you could even offset smoke that to make sure
you're taking your
time.
Very easy.
And getting the asparagus to the right level and your chicken cooked.
And if you do offset smoke it, raise your game. Wrap a piece of thin bacon around it, 1 or 2, before you tie it up. Now you got that bacon, chicken, provolone, asparagus. Your mouth watering yet?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is. Yeah, right. So that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
So, my tip to you, it's the time of year to get fresh asparagus, and it doesn't get any better than
You're going
right
to find
now.
This hard to believe, but I'm batching it this weekend.
Really? Are you kidding me? How's that happen?
Check this out. So this group she likes to camp with?
Yeah.
They're going bird watching. And they said, Bob, you can come along. And I said, I'll go if I can bring my shotgun.
Right.
It was just like, yeah, forget it.
Right, yeah.
Because I like to stuff them and
smoke
them, wrap them in bacon.
She'll come back. She'll come back with a peaceful soul. So, life is good.
Hey, and it's really cold in Ohio.
Oh, they're going south.
Yeah.
Oh, they're waiting for migrating birds and I haven't made it here yet.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's bring this train to the station. Kiss her like you mean it. We're going to talk about that. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law. This is a good one for all marriages and relationships. Kiss her like you mean it. A kiss tells a lot about a person. There's plenty of different types of kisses, but the one thing is for sure, a good kiss should have the other person begging for a second one.
Nice.
She should want you to kiss
her. Yeah, right? This weekend is Mother's Day, right?
Oh, gosh, that's
right. I mean, careful how you kiss your mom, but I'm just saying.
Kiss her like you mean it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And then if you don't have a mom, kiss your wife.
Yeah, right? I don't.
Right.
Just don't call her mom when you kiss her.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So you might get hit in the kisser.
If you're not doing anything this weekend, head to Allen Bob's and Millbrook Tack. Take your mom. Take your wife, especially if your wife's a horse girl or if you're a horse guy and she's the bow hunter. Or
right,
they have a whole rack of Great Lakes Armory AR-15s. I happen to pick up a 223/5.56 NATO round, so mine will shoot either. And I got that size because I think that ammo will always be around. And I've got a bunch of coyotes that need to die, and I think that'll be a really good...
Coyotes going to die out.
Good piece. Yeah. Oh, they're like biblical proportions around my house.
So the rabbits are thin, is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, no rabbits,
yeah,
none.
Exactly.
None. But I'll tell you, I don't know, I didn't get a chance to probably tell you this, but I have that great big rack behind the house that's full of hardwood and more coming.
Yep.
And I air dry all my hardwood on it, and something burrowed under it, and I was out there one day, and I noticed this big red fluffy dog come out from under it and just take off when he saw me. And he was a fox.
Right.
And it was a she. And now there's three kits in there. And they might have already taken off. But I had to show Maureen one night. And I took her back there. And we crept back. And I said, watch this. And we walked back there. And you could see these giant squirrels darting through the woods. They were just having a ball. Yep. And then Olivia's dog... loves me dearly, and when I would call her, I'd go poppy, 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 and she just still to this day runs to me and puts her nose right square on my lips.
Yeah.
She just jumps through the air. Well, I started doing that call, and those little things, their ears perked up, and they're like big heads, little bodies,
right?
So cute,
yeah,
baby fox,
yeah,
and they went running right for the hole. And then the last one, you could hear him barking. And the last one was way out there. And he's like, wait for me.
Yeah, right.
And they dived right under the deck. I'm telling you, it's so heartwarming.
Yep.
I'm happy
so
to
now,
see the
so
fox
are they returning. Are they eating brisket or butts yet?
I did bring them some water.
Yeah.
Because it was really dry.
Yeah. Yep. No, they're appreciative of it. That's cool to have that in your backyard.
So cool to have fox again.
Yeah.
There was a time when they just about didn't exist here.
Right. Yep. There's a lot of them around now. You see them.
It's great.
Time to time. You bet. But anyway, hey, we appreciate you tuning in to the Grilling Guys each and every week. Come see us next weekend at Allen Bob's. We'll be throwing down a little bit of barbecue, hopefully. And if you're out there, bring your checkbook because you're going to find some things you like to buy.
Oh,
there,
my
man.
Goodness. Everything's on sale. Right. And Money for nothing.
Right. Yep. And the chips won't be free. So we'll talk with you next week. See ya.